Hello and welcome to Sunglasses After Classes, the show where us two dudes come into the radio station and talk about random things, play some music, and yeah, that's about it. This is season three, episode two. We've been very infrequent this year with coming down to the studio, but I think we could make it a regular thing now for the rest of the semester. Things are looking more open. Again, we are Sunglasses After Classes, airing 8 to 9 Sunday afternoons for this semester.
Evenings?
On Sunday evenings, yeah, I guess technically.
Yeah. It is afternoon, so
yeah,
I'd give it to you.
By definition, afternoon.
But then when does afternoon end?
Afternoon ends, I think, at 7 p.m.
Because, like, it's afternoon until...
Well, I think it's actually, I would say that it varies based on the season, because I would say night starts when the sun goes down. That'd be my distinction. Not like sets, but like starts to go down.
Speaking of when the sun goes down, it should be daylight savings now, right?
As of when?
I don't know.
Not this weekend.
Soon. I think technically we're in daylight savings now, so I think...
Yeah, check all that, actually.
This upcoming weekend.
Okay, because I did wake up randomly early this morning, but I didn't feel super refreshed. So next weekend, make sure to set your clocks back. Doesn't change anything for us, but do we lose an hour spring ahead?
Gain an hour.
Fall back. Yeah, so we gain an hour. But I don't know if anybody is listening. If so, we will gladly take a call. We won't necessarily grill you. You can just call in and request a song.
Please no swearing. That was an issue the last show we did.
Yeah, no swearing. We will dump you. If need be, we will hang up the call and dump the audio.
The number for calling in is 610-330-5316.
And it will be posted in a group chat. You can probably also find it online too, wjrh.org,
which is where I would suggest listening, because the radio service is kind of not great all the time. Radio signal, radio broadcast?
Yeah, it's not a very strong signal. It doesn't reach very far. But I think, what song do you have here for us? You have...
I Want to Break Free
by Queen. I Want to Break Free by Queen. Let's play it. Now let's talk about Bohemian Rhapsody afterwards.
Is that... That's a movie that came out, right?
It didn't come out yet. It comes out November 2nd or 6th or something like that. It looks very good. I'm not like the biggest Queen fan, still before our time, but I definitely like a lot of their songs. I don't know all that much about Freddie Mercury. My mom really likes him. But I will probably watch the movie at some point. Probably not in theaters. I'll probably watch it after the fact. I know November for my family is going to be the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find the movie.
I really enjoy those movies, and I think that's a good direction for the studio to be going. I want to see more stuff like that. Like with Star Wars, like I want to see more like complete spinoffs that are unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
Because episodes 7 and 8 were... Well, 7 wasn't too bad, but 8 was pretty bad.
I liked them. I think they're still spinoffs. Well, oh no, sorry. Sorry, episodes 7 and 8 are not. Those are literally just following the storyline. But
I didn't see Solo. I liked Rogue One.
Solo
Rogue One
was
I thought
too.
Was... Yeah, Solo I haven't... I've been meaning to get around watching it. I have no comments on it, but I thought 8... Like, 7 was... It met my expectations. I get to see... It did what I wanted it to do. That's all it needed to do. I was okay with it. But 8, I just thought was horrible.
Yeah. I don't know. Solo, I will say, too, had a lot of neat origin elements built into it. For instance, Han's little keychain thing that has the two dice in it, they like went back to where that became a thing to him and why that's really important to him. And they also introduced how him and Chewbacca met. And they met as like enemies in a kill each other scenario, and ended up working together to get out of the situation. And then they were like, oh, well, let's just stick together.
My only problem with that is you sort of know what's going to happen. Like, in a sense, like, I remember when I was watching the trailer, you saw the scene where Chewbacca's, like, dangling from a cliff or, like, a train or whatever. It's like, oh, no, Chewbacca's gonna die, but you sort of know that he's gonna be okay, because...
I guess...
He's in the other movies. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that they're bad movies, but just sort of...
I think in some sense, yes, but I feel like any movie trailer you watch, you'll see a situation where that, like that, where it seems like they're in grave danger.
I guess,
and then they always get saved, you know. Like, you
could say, I suppose that's just movies in general.
Yeah, like, you have to put that sort of suspense element into it, even if you know what's going to happen.
Unless you're watching the Avengers.
That's true, but they're all going to come back. You know it's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen.
They have to.
But do they?
I don't
know. What if that's how they end the whole thing? Because,
well, there's another movie coming.
Well, it's four. So what if four is just they all die?
Could be.
Because only half of them have died now.
That's true. Could be that way. I know a lot of people were like, oh, you know, they're trying to write a lot of the characters off anyway because their contracts are too big and a lot of them want out of it anyway.
I know this guy, Steve Rogers. What's his name?
Chris Evans.
Yeah. He is done being in the Avengers. And I think Robert Downey Jr.
wants out as well.
I think he's done. They've cashed in.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Mark Ruffalo is probably gone as well.
Really?
I know they're still doing... They're going to do more Guardians of the Galaxy. I think they're doing another Doctor Strange. There's, like, another Ant-Man already out. Ant-Man 2.
Yeah. I don't know if they're doing a third one with that. I mean, they have a lot of movies planned, and they're introducing new characters, too. They're starting the whole... what's the female... Some of the female Avenger. What's...
Black Widow.
I forget what her name is. No, they're making a new movie. It was at the very end of the Avengers. No, not that. It's a
Daredevil.
It's like a new, completely new character.
Robin Scherbatsky.
At the end of the most recent Avengers movie, right? When Fury calls for somebody, and then he drops the little remote, and it has like a W on it. That's who's the next movie.
I think it's an M, and I think that's Captain Marvel.
Yes, and it's a female character.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
In the comics, I'm pretty sure it's not.
I think we could double check that one, but I'm almost positive. We are Googling now.
It is a woman.
Yeah. So when is that movie slated for?
Do they have 2019.
2019, okay. So that should be after the next Avengers. No, they have a trailer too. I'll probably watch that later. But even I was thinking, like you said, it could take some of the suspense out. Like, I immediately thought of, like, Jurassic Park, where they always show, like, oh, the dinosaur is about to bite somebody, and then nobody important ever dies. Like, I think any real movie, you see those suspense elements in the commercials, and then you know it's coming, but you know what's going to happen anyway.
I think
but you still watch it.
I think that's what made the Infinity War so good, is that people did die. People of significance died.
That's true. I was pretty shocked walking out of the theater. It was pretty... Did you watch... You probably saw it in theaters, right? Did you see, like, I like watching crowd reactions of movies. Like, a lot of people just kind of sat there after that movie because nobody was expecting it.
Yeah, like, that was just kind of like a... Whoa. Like, it felt very... Like, I was sort of taken aback by the gravity of what had just happened. It felt like, wow, what just happened?
It's a shocking element, and then, yeah, like, a lot of people were very caught off guard by it, which is good, which is very good.
I mean, I liked it. It's not like when I'm walking out of Star Wars 8, and I'm like, what did I just watch? That made no sense. Very different, like, what did I just watch?
Yeah. Moments. I think we have talked about that movie in particular on the show before.
We don't need to talk about it again.
Yeah.
We need new topics for conversation.
I know. Movies are good, though. But, yeah, subtle plug, even though it doesn't come back to us at all, to go see Bohemian Rhapsody in the theaters at some point.
Speaking of it, we should see what One Center Square... their concerts are like.
I actually looked at their lineup, and there was nobody that I recognized after Drake Bell.
That'd be fun to go get more tickets again.
Yeah.
Sort of happened when we had our giveaway. where you can, if we do it again, you can have a chance to go see someone live in concert with DJ Rybands and the Aviator.
Yeah, I have a, during this, let's play a song, and then during the break, we'll look into that and see if anything is available. Maybe we can do another giveaway. I would give a dollar away to somebody who could name a song for us too, or something like that. I don't know. We don't really have much to give away. A
song by who? The person that are coming. Like the people that are coming?
Oh, no. Just even like any random song. Like if somebody could identify. Like you were playing the Tom Petty movie song.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, you were playing the Tom Petty.
Oh, like guess that song?
Yeah, you know what movie that's from? The one that you just played, not Free Fallin'.
I Won't Back Down.
Yeah. It's from Barnyard. They played in Barnyard. It wasn't written for Barnyard, but they play it there.
I guess it's not from.
Back to.
It's not from the movie. Like, I'll be kind of picky. It's not from the movie.
Well, I know. Like, it's not like unique to that. Like, it's a big song, regardless. But that was like my. Whenever I hear that song, that's what I think of.
I think a lot of, like, if you've seen the first Guardians of the Galaxy, a lot of the songs that they play in that, like, I'd never really heard before, and aren't huge songs, with the exception of some of them. Like, there's "I Want You Back" by Michael Jackson. Jackson, or I guess it's a Jackson 5.
Yeah.
They also have "There Ain't No Mountain High Enough" and the Pina Colada song. But other than that, those songs are mostly new to me. So all of my associations with those songs are through the movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could say the same thing. Like, I heard that song from that movie first before
really?
I heard it as a... Definitely, yeah.
Hmm.
Barnyard's like a 11-year-old Ryan kind of thing.
I'd never heard of... or seen the movie.
Oh, really? It's a good one. That was one of the ones that we would have in our van permanently. Like, we'd rotate between that, Elf, Cars, and then a couple, like, Over the Hedge. You ever seen that?
Over the Hedge, with the squirrel that just... Ah!
Yeah. Steve Carell plays the squirrel. And
really?
I think so.
Now I have to go back and watch that.
But, yeah, it is. Yeah, so we would watch Barnyard pretty frequently then. You know, long car rides. My sisters were like, play Barnyard!
Okay. All the way down to Disney?
Yeah. There, Delaware, we used to go to a lot. That's a good one to watch a movie. Ocean City. A lot of movie time in that car.
Shag Wagon?
Yeah. The Swag Wagon.
Swag Wagon. R.I.P.
Yeah. It might be okay. It might survive. I think a lot of listeners already know out there that my minivan may have reached its end. I thought it would at least may survive till the end of college, but no luck right now.
It's a sad day.
I know. I just want to also point out that I was not the one that it broke down while... Or I was not using it while it broke down. I handed it back to my parents in perfect working condition.
Darn parents breaking their own property.
Yeah.
All right, well, with that, I think
we've
earned ourselves a song.
Little quick commercial break.
For I Want to Break Free, which you should recognize from a specific TV show.
but life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH.org, Easton, Pennsylvania, 104.9 FM,
mm-hmm.
Lafayette College Radio.
That's us.
You're listening to Sunglasses After Classes. Ryan, do you watch Family Guy at all?
No.
Yeah. No. Anyways, there's like one in one of the episodes of Family Guy, there's like a little baby. He's like an English baby. Obviously, he's a little higher intelligence, but sometimes you are reminded that he is still a baby. And anyways, they have the album cover for the Queen News of the World robot sort of thing. He's afraid of the robot.
Oh, really? Because
it looks scary, yeah. Myself and DJ Rybands were looking at the schedule for One Center Square. And this weekend is going to be the Ataris, who some of you might have heard of, for doing Boys of Summer.
I do not recognize that as you say it, but I will request that as our next song. I was going to say play it like quietly in the background, but I don't think that'll work.
No.
But we'll listen to that as our next song. But
it's not originally by them, by the way. It is a cover.
Yeah, I figured that. But I don't know. I guess I have respect for covers. Like,
some covers I like better than the original. Like, for example, Come Together by Aerosmith I like better than the Beatles version. Johnny Cash doing Hurt is a cover of a Nine Inch Nails song.
Okay.
His version, I think, is a little better.
Of course, there always is How Far I'll Go by Alessia Carr. Ooh, instead of I'll Worry About Something.
I mean, that's the kicker to show you that.
Yeah, that one really does.
How do you feel about Toto by
The Weezer Panic version?
The Weezer.
It's Weezer. I don't know. I respect what they try to do, or what they are doing, but I definitely like the original better.
I agree.
Yeah.
Panic at the Disco also did a Bohemian Rhapsody.
Did they?
Their own version.
Is that an older one?
It's not that. I mean, it came out.
Well, it's not part of the new
2 years
I
ago. Okay. No, it's not. It's been out for a while. It came out with the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Okay. Track, which gave us a lot of nice hits, nice tunes.
I don't know. I only know Death of a Bachelor, and then what's the other one? With the like really old Panic song that everybody knows.
Uma Thurman. No, that's Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy. Yeah. I forget what the other one is, but I like.
I just really like the Ballad of Mona Lisa.
I don't know that.
Oh, Mona Lisa.
I don't think I know that one. I will check it out, though. I don't want to force you to have to sing it. Sing more of it.
Sing it on the air as well.
For all of our listeners.
All of our two listeners, hopefully. Maybe we have someone listening from over the pond.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Mr. Over the Pond, if you'd like to call in, we could do a name that song sort of challenge. See how you do.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. We'll give you some easy ones. I think there are other. There's maybe three listeners tonight, right?
I'm hoping three.
Yeah. Nobody liked our message. So it could just be us talking to ourselves.
It could also be four, up to four.
Before. Oh, really?
There could be up to two female listeners right now.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I mean, that's a high for us. We struggle with diversity.
Yeah. Well, I know the Lonely Cheeks Crackle is in a tutoring session right now. He's not available to listen. Some other people are not available either. But that's okay. We're here anyway. Talking about random stuff.
Sunday Night Football's happening, so that's the thing.
Yeah, let's get a score update.
Do you know who's playing? Not the... It's. I don't think it's any teams of major significance. Personally, at least.
No, I got up earlier this morning to watch the Eagles. Kind of an underwhelming win over the Jaguars, but a win is a win. Then I watched a little bit of the Browns game. Tough loss.
That was a tough loss. Saints Vikings. Should be a good game.
Probably actually a good game.
They usually the Sunday night games are usually pretty good.
Yeah. But they're not. Maybe they are picked late. Monday night schedules are made before the season. Definitely.
I think it's just like the days are picked, but not the
time. Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like when I was watching Drew Brees's, record breaking game the other day, in his interview, he mentioned when they handed out the schedules, he looked at the schedule and he saw, Monday night game, and then he did the math and he was like, I see what the NFL is doing. They're seeing that I should be on pace to break the record for that game. And they were hoping for it to be a big... And it worked out perfectly. But that implies that they do create the Monday night schedules before the season. And sometimes, like last week, you had the Giants play, I forget who, and it was like a one-win team versus a two-win team playing on Monday night. You know, so I don't know if Sunday is built the same way. Thursday is.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely tried to put bigger games at night.
Yeah.
Prime time.
I mean, if you can, you definitely do.
Yeah,
and then that's about it. My fantasy team did great today. Finally came through for me. Happened to beat your team.
My fantasy team is in shambles. I have four of my starters were inactive for today. Two on bye weeks.
Maybe you should have taken that trade offer I made you.
No, that's a bad trade for me, and you know it.
I'm giving you some solid players. I'm allowing you to diversify a little bit and fill some of the gaps that you have.
As soon as Leonard Fournette gets healthy, I've got an excellent team.
So one player makes all the difference. You just said your team was in shambles.
Yeah, because they're all injured. And bye week. I mean, bye weeks don't last all season.
Okay.
My knowledge.
If it is a bye week, then all right.
Yeah, I had one of my top running backs, or wide receivers, and Matt Ryan were both on their bye weeks. Matt Ryan being the number two overall quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, no, I will be 4-4 after this week. Same record as the Eagles.
Record as me.
Same record as you. As I stated previously, I got off to a bad start to the season, as did the Eagles, but we will both have big comebacks towards the end and win championships.
You've got quite the ladder to climb in your conference.
I don't need to win it. I don't need to win the conference.
Yes, you do.
No? Just got to be second.
That's true. Either way, you have a big... big climb ahead of you. You have the undefeated Backdoor Priests and Bell Better Blanking Play.
Oh, yeah. I do have a little bit of work to do.
Who are 7-1 and 8-0, respectively. Or 7-0 and 6-1.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, well. I'll work on it.
As soon as Le'Veon Bell does, in fact, come back, which the trade deadline is this Tuesday. So.
Oh, really?
Maybe there will be a crazy
moment. That's kind of an early trade deadline, isn't it?
Yeah. And other news, gymnastics, other sporting news.
Okay.
Simeone Biles, she's competing at the World's Championship this week, and she has kidney stones. But instead of having surgery to get rid of the kidney stones, she elected to compete through it. And apparently she has a huge lead through however many events she's through.
Nice.
I was told about this. Maybe the person who told me this would like to call in at 610-330-5316, and we could talk more about it in gymnastics in general. But,
what was that?
Did you hear something?
Yeah, it was like a random noise. I thought it was the door opening at first, but then the door did not open. I think they have one of those, scent things down here that shoots out a scent every, like, 15 minutes or 20
This place
minutes.
Needs it. This place can get real stanky.
Yeah, well, it's just stuffy. There's no air circulation down here, but
that's got that fan. I like it. The little fan.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't leave the room.
Over the summer, I did a dumb thing. They had an air conditioner unit, and me being not remembering my thermodynamics, mm-hmm. thought, oh, hey, I'll just turn it on, and, like, it'll make the room cold. Not remembering that the hot air goes out the back.
Right.
So it was just making the room warmer.
Yeah, and you can't create or destroy energy. So when you put electrical energy in, you have to produce more heat than you can produce cold air.
Yeah.
Bummer.
This is maybe why I didn't do so hot in thermo. Just kidding.
Throwback. But hell, it pays to be friends with, pays to be close with teachers.
I like having friends that are teachers. I had more of that in high school. I feel like I don't really have that now in college because most of my classes are very lecture-based. So I feel like you don't get as much exposure to your teachers.
Yeah, unless you go during office hours.
Which is
the only opportunity you really have.
Who does that?
I do not. Very infrequently do I do that.
There's only a select two professors that I've gone to.
What, for office hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just go when I need help with something. I don't really go to chat very often. But yeah, we were going to play The Boys of Summer Here by Ataris.
The Ataris. The Ohio State University.
The Boys of Summer is what, Don Henley originally? Or is it...
I believe it was Don Henley originally. Okay. So I actually like this version better.
Okay. Yeah, this will be a new listen for me, so I'll give you my honest opinion afterwards.
You've probably heard it before.
Well, we're about to find out. So, as we said, The Boys of Summer by The Ataris.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach.
We're back. We decided to take a two-song break. So to recap on the songs we played, if I listen to that Boys of Summer song, I think I feel a bit more of an attachment to the original Don Henley version. But I did enjoy that cover. If anybody else has an opinion and wants to possibly rip either one, feel free to call in and do that. But then we went with a timeless classic, How Far I'll Go by Alessia Cara. Obviously the better song than the original Alani Pravaliha something version. I actually watched a TV show that had her in it. The girl who plays Moana, Ali. It was called Rise. My family and I watched it last semester, but then it was not renewed for a second season because it was too racy.
Too racy, yeah.
It was pushing a very liberal agenda, which is good, but there were too many topics that they were covering that. I think it was NBC was like, all right, we're just going to kind of let this one die out.
Like what sort of topics?
So the show was about a drama club at a high school based in Pennsylvania, actually Central PA. And it was much like Glee was originally, where there were a bunch of like troubled kids, not troubled too, like, you know, like had normal problems and just kind of found each other and were able to like, go through things together, and there was a very involved teacher and whatnot, but they were a drama club, and this guy took it over, and instead of just going with the easy show, went with a very forward-thinking show. I'm trying to think of what it was called right now. Look that up, Rise play, but the play involved a lot of themes that were
like that
R-I-S-E. Just Rise. Look, Rise, and then type play. Yeah. Let's see what it was. It's not Midsummer's Night Dream. It's I can't remember it. I'll try and look it up while I explain more. But it involved a lot of themes about. Teen pregnancy was in the show, gay relationships were in a show, and then they also, I think what they really got in trouble for was there was a kid on it who was gay, and was realizing it throughout the show, and then his family was not okay with it and like really pressured him away from it, and he had to play a role of a gay kid in the show. And was like, they were making him kiss another boy on stage. And he was like, oh, you know, I'm okay with this as myself. My parents are going to be there for the show, blah, blah, blah. So then they were really hitting hard on that kind of like, it was a little bit against the Catholic Church. And I think that's why the show got pushed away. But it was good. If you're interested in watching it, it was very, very captivating. I will say definitely a lot of real scenarios were involved. There was also like, and one of the other storylines was a girl who has one working parent, and just trying to work through that, where she had to choose between helping out her family and working and spending time with her friends in the show. A lot of things involved. I don't know why.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I don't know why why my family started watching it, but it was
good. I'm never really much of a TV person. It takes a lot for me to get into a TV show.
It was 10 episodes, and I think it's because like my dad and my sister really liked Glee, and it was kind of billed as a Glee-esque show. So, and my sisters are very into theater stuff, so there's like two things right there. They were like, we're watching this. So we watched the first episode together, and then we all just kind of kept up with it. But then they canceled it, so tough one. But yeah, I jumped on that because the girl who played the lead was the girl who played Moana, which is nice because when you... I don't know how you get cast by Disney, because they always pick random people, and then those people's careers always kind of take off from there, which is nice for them.
I think it's more of like a type casting sort of deal. Like, they're looking for someone to fit a role, and then they just put that person in. the rule. It's kind of, it's sort of, the big franchises get accused of it a lot. Like with Star Wars, they sort of, they look for specific types of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like with, for example, Daisy Ridley. They're looking for English girl, kind of skinny, probably brown hair, but I mean, could be in flux. You know, that sort of thing. Like when they were casting Luke Skywalker, like, we want like blonde, scruffy looking kid, you know, kind of scrawny. Like, instead of making a movie and having it star Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, you don't. They don't build the movie around the actor. They build the actor around the movie. Disney prefers to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's sort true. Of those people build a reputation for themselves by being famous in those movies.
Yeah.
And that opens doors for them elsewhere.
I mean, the other thing too is Disney will often use younger actors because that's the audience they're going for, especially like their TV shows.
And it's cheaper.
And it's cheaper. But those, most of those kids don't have careers before that, so that is their major starting point, which is cool for them.
On that note, we do only have 6 official minutes left.
Really?
Yeah, it's 8:54.
Okay. That's good. Then we talked our way through most of that. I guess we don't have any callers left to, or any callers available to give us a song request for our last song of the day. So, I did request one. Do you have any requests once we get to that point? Or you can think of one?
Do we have to do a song to end? Or, I mean, we could.
We don't have to, I guess. We can talk our way through it. But,
I feel like it's a very somber day. Real crummy, kind of wet, cloudy, dreary fall day. It was a
stay inside kind of day. Did play some basketball today. We got to get more people to come next time.
Yeah, perhaps a little bit more preparation.
There was. I put in the group chat yesterday.
Oh.
I
don't know. I feel like Sunday's not the day to do things. Like, if you did it on Friday afternoon, Friday same time, I feel like you'd have a lot more involvement.
Okay.
Because Sunday's a very, like, do homework sort of day. Or sit around and build digital churches on your preferred platform.
Well, I will then think about it for Friday again. We had 5. We had an attendance of 5. It was not bad.
I do know there is a group of people who do play basketball consistently on Fridays at 6.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. It's a little bit more competitive.
Yeah, I don't think we could fit in with that group.
I'm just really rubbish at basketball.
Yeah, British word. Rubbish.
Rubbish. Well, I'm keeping a PG for the FCC.
Yeah. I guess we could sign off.
I think this concludes today's performance. Thank you for listening, if you're still there. And we will try to be back here next weekend at same time, 8:00. Mm-hmm. On 104.9 WJRH.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to Sunglasses After Classes.
Yep, we'll see you soon.